Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order, additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
It's our hump show, middle show of the work week, back in studio, and I don't anticipate being out of the studio again until third week in June. So after the NBA Finals, I've got a long run here where there's so much happening in the spring in sports. In fact, it's Kentucky Derby weekend. It also happens to be my half marathon this weekend. Not that anyone cares about that, but I'm training a different way this year, not on purpose, actually more of an accident, but I'll have to explain when I get out of the chair. There is a little bit of groaning on this edition of the show, though not nearly as bad as what I expected. So we'll see as the night turns into morning and then I have to head home and walk the dog. We'll see how that goes. But yes, I told Penny just a few hours ago, my sweet dog, she is a disaster, but I do love her. No more dog sitters. Well, it's just been one dog sitter, but no more dog sitter overnights. Mama's not going anywhere until third week in June, and you're coming with me. Dog can't hear a thing. Well, that's not true. She can hear. Selective hearing. It's like a guy, for heaven's sakes. Jay just turned his head. Like, what? Wait, what? So Penny can definitely hear. Funny, when I say, is it time for dinner? She perks right up. Then she wags her tail. And she still at times, now sometimes she's fast asleep and does not hear me. But there are times when I know she's heard the car. She's heard Princess Leia get into the driveway because she's meeting me at the door. So there are certain things that she can hear. However, she doesn't acknowledge everything that I say. And poor thing, between her diabetes and right now her anti-inflammatories and her chronic bronchitis and her sore muscles and legs and hips and joints, how slow we go. We just meander our way around the neighborhood. But it actually dawned on me this week, as I was walking, or I guess it was Monday morning, that we've been walking around the same neighborhood since 2015. So people in our neighborhood have seen us. Our walks used to be a lot longer. They used to be several miles. Now we do not go that far. But we've been patrolling this neighborhood since 2015. We're now 8 years in. And then I thought about it. My goodness. The dog was barely three when we moved into my current neighborhood, and now she was close to four, I guess, when we moved in, a few months away from being four. But now she's an old lady. People still call her a puppy. She looks really good. She doesn't have a lot of gray hair under her chin or on her face, where I know a lot of dogs, their faces turn completely different colors. They turn white or they turn gray. Penny doesn't have that. She's still is a copper-colored Penny, and her face has got the mix of the dark brown and the rusty brown. So, yeah, she's a great dog. I love her dearly, but taking care of an older pet, specifically a dog, or I suppose a horse, too, I guess, or rabbit. Rabbits don't live a real long time. Cats are not so tough when they're older unless they have health challenges. Sugar's 15, and you would never know it, except I'm pretty sure she's going senile because the cat now gets in another room of the house where she doesn't know where we are. And she does this weird howling. I wish I could get a recording of it because it's so different than any other cat howl I've ever heard. It goes something like this. And I'm not exaggerating. When I go upstairs in the morning and she doesn't know where I went, meaning she hasn't figured out that it's time to go upstairs and go to bed. This is what I hear downstairs. It sounds something along those lines. And then there'll be a different variation of it.
Sounds like dial-up internet.
Really, it is very, it's very foreign to me because this cat is she's extremely vocal. All she does is howl at me, but this is different. It's not a stress signal or a distress signal, but it's agitated.
It's not a calming sound.
No, it's not at all. It's like she's going senile and can't figure out what's happening and doesn't know where we went. And so I'll hear it down there. And then I have to call her, sugar. And she comes running because she realizes that we're upstairs.
Then it's all good? Like the noise stops after she finds you or is in a room?
She never does it when she's with me, which is why it's really funny because I've never actually seen what she looks like when she's singing the song of hers, this new melody. I'm pretty sure it's triggered by the fact that she can't figure out where we are because she's never actually done it when she's been in the same room with me. And the second I say her name, she stops.
It's like a nervous siren, almost like a...
But she's singing.
It sounds like almost like robotic, like she's trying to communicate through the airwaves.
It's singing.
Maybe she just thinks she's alone and, you know, people sing in the shower when
she's
they're alone.
She's practicing.
Exactly. She's like, oh, I finally have some space. I can practice my songs.
But again, that's a sign of senility. I was just downstairs 30 seconds ago and now you think you're by yourself and you have the house to yourself.
That is true.
Anyway, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, our hump show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up, we're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers because the man's been busy in his first week in New York. And if you did not see his appearance on the Pat McAfee show, I believe it was because it's Pat's birthday on Tuesday, Aaron Rodgers shows up. First of all, he looks like he's lost a ton of weight. And it's not like I know Aaron Rodgers, I see him personally, but you can tell by his face, it's much leaner. And just in general, he looks like he is in great shape.
Or the tone.
He's got a haircut. So no more of the man bun or the ponytail or that weird, what was that last year where the sides were shaved, but the top was long? It almost looked like a early version of a comb over. Remember? Cause the sides were really long and he would push them back under his helmet, but you could see the long hair sticking out the bottom of his helmet.
Not a great look.
No. Okay. Well, you're a guy, so you can say that. I'm not going to comment on a man's hair, whatever.
Not great. Something out of like the middle
ages. Speaking of that, Bob and I had a conversation about hair recently, and I essentially told him, while I don't mind your input about my hair, I'm going to wear my hair the way that I want to wear my hair.
Yeah, of course.
And he said, okay. But he asked me my input on his hair, but also facial hair. And I had to not be a hypocrite and say, you wear your hair and your facial hair however you like. I backed myself into a corner.
No beards, no mustache.
Well, I don't love beards, but also why? Okay. I don't love beards. And he knows that I don't love facial hair, but he asked me my opinion right after I said, I'm going to wear my hair the way that I like.
I think he knew
so
what he was
I had
doing
to
there.
Bow out. I just had to bow out and say, you can do whatever you like with your hair as long as there's no man bun.
That's a fair rule.
Thank you, Jay.
I'd agree.
I feel like that's not really hair. That's more an accessory. There's a bun on the top of the back. I'm not sure he could grow a man bun, actually. Let's not find out. Let's not. Yeah. No.
It's not a challenge.
I cannot date a man who's prettier than me. That's not... That's not happening. Also, he hunts and fishes, so man buns don't really... I don't know about that. You think? He's a Texas guy. I feel like per capita, there are probably fewer man buns in Texas. I could be wrong. In Austin, there's probably plenty of man buns, but for the most part...
In Texas, I would say probably not the man bun capital state of the world.
The man bun capital.
But hunting and fishing, I could see the man bun.
No way.
Fitting that demographic. Yeah.
Seriously, I grew up in New Hampshire. I don't recall anyone who hunted and fished with a man bun.
I don't know. I could see it now. Like the outdoorsmen, like the Patagonia guys or like something like that with a man bun. I could see it.
Okay, you go ahead and try that and let me know how that goes. See how many other people you come across with man buns while you're out fishing.
I would love to go fishing, actually. I've like gone only a few times.
Would you like to meet Bob and go fishing? I'll rent him out if you like.
I would love that.
Wait, no.
I would love to go fishing with Bob.
Negative, Ghost Rider. My brother already hung out with him when I wasn't around. You are, because my brother was visiting Texas, and so they went out. You are not allowed to hang out with Bob. No, that's not happening.
I think Bob got to say something about this.
No, Bob has nothing to say about that. No. Never, never the twain. These two worlds, never the twain shall meet. Also, wait until you hear the question that I asked Bob and his response on Tuesday evening. It was the first time that I feel like he really didn't grasp what I do for a living. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Actually, I just got the best tweet of the night. There's no way to top this. Ty sends us a tweet. I care about your half marathon, A-Law Radio. Oh,
there you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Ty. I will absolutely tell you about my last training experience on Tuesday and why on Tuesday I was running 11 plus miles. But yeah, I appreciate that, Ty. Thank you. I definitely will have the full report coming up on, oh gosh, it'll be Sunday night, Monday morning. I don't love working after running a half marathon because I feel like I don't have a ton of energy, but at least I'll have a good story. In not even 10 minutes, we're going to pick apart game two between the Knicks and the Heat. But did you see the big news coming from the Eastern Conference? Joel Embiid. He is now an owner of a proud MVP award.
Tonight, 2023 MVP from the Philadelphia 76ers. Yeah!
I still remember the conversation we had a couple of years ago. I think it was 3-4 years ago. It was actually here in Boston. We had just played Boston, and you know, you guys were all on me about, you know, I got to be dominant, and you know, to this day I still remember that conversation, and you know, that helped a lot and that changed a lot when it came to the way you know, I went about my business. So thank you.
They lit a fire under his butt. Joel Embiid wins the NBA's Most Valuable Player Award. And I got to think that the way the Nuggets finished and the fact that Nikola Jokic was injured at the end probably played a major piece in this. But Embiid had a dominant season. We spoke with Ike Reese of, well, he's in Philadelphia at our Philly affiliate. Oh, that sounds funny. Our Philly affiliate. And we spoke with him maybe, I don't know, what'd you think? 6-7 weeks ago? And we talked to him primarily about the Eagles, but then we asked him about Joel Embiid, and he gave us such a thought-provoking answer regarding Joel as MVP. Now, this was still a good month plus left in the regular season, but he talked about the fact that Joel has no equal in terms of a defender. He's a unique player in the league. There isn't anyone who can match up with him perfectly, but also the fact that he plays hard on both ends of the court. He takes both ends of the court very seriously. I think the knock on the Nuggets about them not being a defensive team is fair. That's earned. Maybe it also caused more of a spotlight and more of a sentiment in favor of Joel Embiid. It was a relatively tight race for most of the season. I think if you talk to analysts and insiders, they would tell you that this was a three-horse race for a while, but it did not finish up that way. Joel earned 73 of the 100 first place votes. Nikola Jokic only had 15 first place votes, and Giannis Antetokounmpo had just a dozen. That kind of blows me away. But I wonder if in the East, Giannis and Joel split, not split the votes, but those who were voting had to pick between the two of them, and more of them went in favor of Joel and the Sixers. And remember, Giannis missed some time too, being injured. Congratulations to Joel Embiid. The video is really cool, actually, Jay, if you would like to retweet it from our show account. The Philadelphia 76ers put up the cool video of him finding out that he's the MVP and crying, of course. He'd done some campaigning until this year and then left it up to his teammates. We heard that sentiment from Joel multiple times. But no doubt it's a career milestone and one that he earned. Now, can the Sixers finally bust through this glass ceiling, if you will, where they can see what happens when a team advances past the second round of the playoffs, but have not, this group of Sixers have not been there themselves? They're going to need Joel Embiid to get back on the court if that's going to be the case. Here was his final stat line. First of all, 29 years old, so good for him. He led the NBA in scoring for a second straight year. Career highs, though, 33.1 points. He shot nearly 55% from the field, over 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and nearly 2 blocks per game. And kind of cool as a side note, in a sport where very often the big man is not a focal point or is relegated to a starter but not a finisher, relegated to more of a defensive guy. We don't have a ton of true centers who play back to the basket anyway, but Joel is a load. And even though Jokic is not your prototypical NBA center, at least not the kind that I grew up with when I cut my teeth on the NBA in the late 80s and early 90s, you have had a center win now 3 consecutive years. And before that, Giannis. So it's been big men patrolling the paint, although these guys don't always patrol the paint. But congratulations to Joel. Coming up a little bit later, we will let you hear from Ike Reese. We'll get back to this. We'll let you hear from Ike Reese. Do you have the date on that, Jay? When we had Ike on from Philly?
That was March 23rd.
Going back now, more than a month, so I was right, about 6 weeks. But he already was on it. Hoping that Joel can get back for game 2 against the Celtics, which takes place on Wednesday evening. It's the only basketball game on Wednesday. And then Thursday, back to Warriors and Lakers. It's weird, right? It's weird that we've got inexplicable gaps in the Nuggets-Suns series where you had, what, game 2 was Sunday? No, game 2 was Monday, right? Game 2 was last night, was Monday. But they don't play again until Friday. In the meantime, you have games 1 and 2 in the other Western Conference semifinal series.
Makes no sense.
It makes no sense. And here's another one that's quirky. The Heat and the Knicks play their game 2 on Tuesday. They don't play again till Saturday. Why? It's not that long of a flight from New York to Miami.
It takes 3 days to get to Miami. They're walking
right
there.
Meanwhile, you've got Celtics and Sixers that play both Wednesday and Friday. So they'll be done with game 3 before the Heat and Knicks get back on the court again. That's just weird. Why do they have to play every 48 hours, but the Heat and the Knicks get to go from Tuesday to Saturday? Sometimes I hate the NBA. It's just wrong. All right. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, if you want to see that video with Joelle, send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Also on our Facebook page, glad to have you with us. We will hear from Aaron Rodgers before this hour is done. And he's not the only football figure we get to hear from. Actually, some fun stuff around the NFL, even though it would be a quieter, that's the key word, quieter stretch, but only until May 11th when the schedule release comes out, or the schedule is released. Mm-hmm. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Attention listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for, oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Team lead changes, 11 times, and the game ain't settled. Game three, ball ripping net again. His fourth make in nine tries. He has 14, heat up 88-85. Lost the ball, got it back to Martin. Left wing three, rips the net. Taylor, we see you.
You tie with a two, take the lead with a three. Brunson, high left. Off the screen. Brunson going baseline. Back it up. Backs down Robinson. One-legged fade. Got it! Jalen Brunson with 25. Tie game at 93.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
Great back and forth between the Knicks and the Heat in game number two. Even without Jimmy Butler, we had a nice mix. Interesting, too, the ebbs and the flows. And I think this point in the season, because guys are, they're fighting hard, because the teams that are remaining are, in some cases, veteran clubs, but also clubs that are the best of the best. You've got just eight remaining for an NBA title, and they get more and more competitive and also deeper. With the New York Knicks, not something that I think people would have said even last season, but the addition of Jalen Brunson and the fact that RJ Barrett has really come along as a shooter, as a guy who can be a third option, Josh Hart into the starting lineup and the way he and Brunson have played together. Those two are goofballs going back to their days at Villanova, always with the food in the postgame press conference, which actually makes me happy. The thing about the Heat is they also, theoretically, have a deep roster with a lot of veterans, guys that have been through the playoff ringer, and yet they keep losing people. Guys just keep dropping like flies. We know Tyler Hero's out. We know Victor Oladipo's out. Jimmy Butler's out. Was it Max Strus who got hurt too? Max Strus got hurt in the second half of this game on Tuesday. They're having a hard time finding bodies to be out there, which I think puts more of an onus on Kyle Lowry, but while he does have the vintage games, as he did in the opener of this series, he's not as fast anymore, and he's not the same scorer that he used to be. But they asked him for 31 minutes on Tuesday night. So this game was a great back and forth, lots of ties, lots of lead changes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The Garden was completely insane. It was a who's who of New York celebrities like Aaron Rodgers. We'll hear from him coming up, but he wasn't the only one. Roger Federer and his wife were there. There were a lot of former Knicks that were there. Of course, Spike Lee and other celebs from the entertainment world. There were musicians. And it was funny because if you were listening on the radio, now TNT would do their flyover where they would highlight different celebrities over the course of the game, and they would show them coming out of commercial breaks. If you were listening on the radio, which I did for a while with Ed Cohen, just to get the Knicks perspective, every single time they would introduce a celebrity, the crowd would go, "Wah!" I mean, this is next to the Yankees. This is the team in New York when the Knicks are playing well, and they've been so starved for positive seasons and for playoff runs that the city is buzzing about the Knicks. And with baseball, it's different because the season is so long. You really can't get excited about baseball in New York in May or really anywhere else much, unless you're the Pirates and you're in first place and you know how long it's going to last. Anyway, the Knicks create a buzz that's different than any other sport in New York. And the Madison Square Garden atmosphere was absolutely electric. And I suppose those fans can take some credit for how this game played out in the final 5 minutes.
Brunson to Randle, cross court, at the right wing for Hart, right corner three, nails it! Josh Hart with the answer and the triple. He's got seven, tie game at 96. Brunson walks six up the floor, half court right. Fans rise at the Garden. Brunson pull up for three, knocks it down! Brunson, little Frank the Tank action with the arms, timeout Miami. Brunson to the foul line, leaner, gets it! 30 points, Jalen Brunson with under three to go. Knicks up 101-96. Randle probing Vincent, foul line extended, down the lane. Randle, stiff arm, double to Hart, corner three, knocks it down.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
Josh Hart, arms to the sky. Another huge fourth quarter three. Knicks lead by four.
Ed Cohen on Knicks Radio. Yes, from about 4:45, you had big shots for Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson. Then inside 3 minutes to go, down into those final few possessions, the Knicks, they took the heat by the horns and were much more aggressive, and the shots were dropping. So it was really good to see the excitement level, the buzz, but also to see the Knicks, this newly created Knicks roster, and this roster that's growing up, play to the occasion, play up to the level of the hype and the excitement inside MSG. And Julius Randle was back, so close to a triple-double for the forward who's been nursing an ankle injury. 25 points, a dozen rebounds, and 8 assists. He was mixing it up.
They're the best players out. They were kind of playing with a what-do-we-have-to-lose mentality. They already got the first game. And, you know, I was telling the guys from the beginning, you know, it's going to be a battle. You know, no matter what, it's going to be a battle. And, you know, shout-out to the guys. Everybody stepped up, did their part.
It was a hard-fought game. I thought we knew when they were, the way the game unfolded at the beginning, we'd see a lot of zone, a lot of threes. And then I thought in the second half, we competed really well. We had a lot of hustle plays. I thought Julius gutted it out, played tough. I thought Jalen was fantastic. RJ, a big, big start to the game for us. So we had a number of guys step up and get it done.
Yeah, you wouldn't maybe think of the Heat as a team that's the Knicks as a team that's deep, that has a bunch of different options, but this group has really grown up over the last couple of months. Randle, of course, being their very highly paid forward who goes through his stretches where he's dynamic and he's the most dominant player on the floor. Jalen Brunson, who had 30 tonight after starting 1 for 6 from the field. Remember, he was 0 for 7 from three-point land in the first game and then started 1 for 6 from the field in this game but did find his footing. 30 points for him. RJ Barrett, 24 points. Josh Hart with a double-double, 14 and 11 rebounds. And then in varying stretches, you'll get a big game from Obi Toppin or Mitchell Robinson, who's been a phenomenal rebounder. They have a lot more offensive potential than what you would think about this Knicks team. For a long time, it's been more of a rock fight with the Knicks, but Tom Thibodeau's got these guys clicking on both ends of the court. Once again, though, we have to use this because I see Josh and Jalen as a little bit like Jay and I, where food is always top of mind. Josh Hart, he cannot go to a post-game press conference without having his face stuffed with food.
For each of you, what's the feeling walking out of here with a split now after two games?
You can finish chewing.
Dog, this pizza's hitting.
Well, I guess Jalen's on board now. Remember, he got ticked at Josh the last time because he keeps bringing food to the press conference. So Jalen's like, again with the food?
No, he was looking at him again this time. Yeah, he's like, come on, man.
Like, he's giving him side eye.
Yeah.
Actually, for Jalen Brunson, kind of cool because this is his first year with the Knicks. And, man, playing in front of some pretty impressive star power in game two.
Tonight it was a special night. The way the fans were, the way they kept cheering us on, and just to see all the guys who wore the Knicks jersey in the past come back, it's always special. So it's always really cool to see those guys.
Oh, and it's only going to get more raucous and more of an expensive ticket as the series goes on. Of course, they will shift to Miami for games 3 and 4, but they are knotted at one game apiece. We'll hear from Eric Spoelstra and the Heat a little bit later on. One of those stars in attendance, he's enjoying his newfound fame as a New Yorker, Aaron Rodgers, 1 week into his tenure with the Jets, and he can't stop smiling. You'll hear from him straight ahead in a guest appearance on the Pat McAfee Show.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
The opportunity to be a part of something special here, it's different. You know, it's similar to Green Bay in that way. When you win in a city like Green Bay, well, I assume for a team like the New York Jets, you go down in history, and there's something special about adding that to your legacy.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of one Aaron Rodgers when he was introduced a week ago by the New York Jets, and how excited the Jets and their fans are. Well, turns out that excitement, that big, gigantic grin, it is reciprocated by one Aaron Rodgers, new franchise quarterback. He's sticking around. He's participating in OTAs. Jay, if you could do me a favor and go back and find that Robert Saleh soundbite that we used, I believe it was last night, as he was talking about what a jolt of energy the presence of Aaron Rodgers has given them, not only on the field, but in their meeting rooms as well. And I'm telling you, it's echoes of Russell Wilson and the Broncos last season. I certainly hope it works out differently. I do. I don't want this to be a situation where the Jets are so full of anticipation and it doesn't play out. In fact, it's historically bad, like it was with the Broncos and Russ in year number one. But did you see that report? It was last week, I believe, or maybe it was over the weekend, that because of the clauses and the contract that Aaron Rodgers has, $104 million is what the Jets still owe him if he plays out the life of this contract. $104 million. And so the New York Jets are thrilled to have him. They do believe he's the missing piece, the missing link. Wasn't that a game show? Wait, with a British lady? I believe the British lady was the host. You are the missing link. Goodbye. No, wait, maybe I'm getting my game shows crossed up. Pop culture is not my department, though I do try to work in pop culture references here and there. But I don't know if that's accurate. Sometimes my memories, well, I tell you, my brain is like a plate of spaghetti. So if I pull one thought off, so for instance, Jets, missing link, Aaron Rodgers, then as I pull those strands of spaghetti off the plate, that is my brain, other strands of spaghetti get tangled up in there, and that's where the game show reference comes in. Do you remember that game show, Jay? The missing link? Wasn't it a British lady who said, you are the missing link?
Oh, the weakest link.
Oh, weak. Oh.
Yes, the weakest link.
See what I mean?
Goodbye.
I do not always remember things accurately. That's right. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
That was classic.
I thought it was the missing link. I'm such an idiot. Don't ever pay attention to me or take me seriously. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. This is what Robert Saleh had to say about the presence of Aaron Rodgers.
Just being in meetings and his presence in meetings and all that stuff. You know, we're a really, really young team, especially on offense, and to have his, just to watch him and Nathaniel work together and the way they communicate together. And, you know, he's already made his presence felt with regards to meetings and input and just the communication and the discussions on all the different things that we're trying to get accomplished on offense. So, you know, he is a tremendous human. First and foremost, Aaron is. And, you know, just listening, there's little subtle things I'm not going to get into, but he definitely cares about people. And you can tell in the way he speaks to people. And so really, really fortunate that he's here.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is reciprocating. Not only does he care about the Jets, he cares about the New Yorkers. He certainly loves his new lifestyle where he is A-list celebrity everywhere he goes.
It's been great. I mean, everything is new. It's like the first day of school every single day. There's new people to meet and got to figure out your routine and, you know, where the laundry loops go and you know, mail and cleats and weight room shoes and all the stuff. Everything's new and exciting and fun. I'm just pinching myself a lot of days. Just I can't believe, you know, it's real sometimes. So it's been a dream for sure just to be here. Definitely feel energized to be in the building. That takes nothing away from the 18 beautiful years I spent in Green Bay. I mean,
so beautiful. Like,
how can you ask for anything better than that? And just such a special place to play. But yeah, 18 years, same spot. You also get used to everything, and everything is just kind of the same old in a lot of ways, which has its beauty for sure. But with everything being new and embracing the change and the just the things that maybe aren't as comfortable as they used to be has been a lot of fun. And I think everybody's excited to have me here, and it's been fun to meet all the guys. And as guys start to trickle in and get to spend some time with CJ Uzama today, who's an awesome guy, and Nicole, and got my locker next to Alan, so that's some familiarity there. But it's been fun to get to know the guys, start working with my cadence, and just kind of easing into it all has been a blast. And all the other things that the city has to offer. You know, everything's new and different and exciting, and I'm just enjoying it, man. I really am.
The entire time that he was on the Pat McAfee show on Tuesday, Rodgers was sporting this goofy grin. Honestly, Jay and I talked about this. Now we're happy for him. We actually like this version of Aaron Rodgers. He's all excited about playing football in New York. He's all excited / New Jersey. He's looking for places to live because right now he's in a hotel. But he told this story of how he and a couple of his teammates, and when he says Alan, of course, he means Alan Lazard, who was signed before he was with the Jets. He's talking about how they're out shopping and just wandering around the city and how everywhere they go, fans, of course, want to talk to him and say hello and welcome him to New York. And they were buying their pizza. He is right now the object of affection for New Yorkers. Jets fans are no. They're just thrilled to have Aaron Rodgers in town. He's going to hockey games or was going to Rangers games. Also now going to Knicks games. So he, according to Pat McAfee, And I did see him and Robert Saleh on the screen on TNT on Tuesday evening. But according to McAfee, Rodgers got the loudest roars of the fans. Any one of the celebrities that was introduced at MSG, he got the loudest roar from the fans. And so he continued to grin all the way through this conversation. But they did talk a little bit of football, a little bit of football. So you hear him mention CJ Uzama. Well, also talks about Garrett Wilson, who was the offensive player of the year last season.
Obviously, Garrett, you know, he's a talented guy, man. It's threw him a pass today and just kind of turned and was like, wow. That was his ability to kind of get in and out of his breaks. There's another 17 I played with for a long time who does it better than anybody. Mm-hmm. And but the explosiveness in and out of the breaks to 17 here is pretty similar.
He was referring, of course, to Devontae Adams, but yes, raving about this guy, that guy. He went to the game on Tuesday night with Sauce Gardner, and so he was name-dropping all over the place. Definitely happy, and there has been a very limited sample size of video released on social of him throwing passes. And again, McAfee was raving about the fact that he still got it. But also really funny, if you go to Jets Twitter, they make a big deal of that. They have video of Aaron Rodgers actually throwing a pass in a Jets jersey.
I think I'll be able to throw pretty good to him, about 60 or 70. I think that's just...
What? Hell yeah. See those mountains over there, pal? Hell yeah.
I mean, I bet you Dan Marino could pick up a ball right now and sling that thing around a little bit. So I think I'll still be able to throw for a long time. That's not a problem.
It's such unbelievable validation for Rodgers every time he shows up on McAfee. But you know what it reminds me of, seeing him, how giddy he is, and hearing him rave about the Jets? Have you ever been in a situation, I don't know that I can speak from personal experience, but maybe, where you were jilted, dumped, betrayed, maybe cheated on by a former partner in a relationship? And it stings like nobody's business. He was definitely salty about the way that he felt like the Packers the past couple of years have been angling toward getting rid of him, going all the way back to when they drafted Jordan Love in the first round and moved up to get him. He's felt like this divorce was coming. He felt like the Packers wanted to move on. And the only reason they didn't is because he won two MVP awards. Now, his tone has changed. He's no longer salty and trying to convince us that he's fine. He's totally fine. No, he doesn't have to say it because we can see it. The cure for a bad breakup is finding another love. The cure for a bad breakup, what gets you over feeling as though you've been betrayed and jilted and dumped, is finding a new love to replace the old love. And all of a sudden, you can be so generous about that love and that relationship because it doesn't sting as much. It doesn't hurt as much when you're able to move on with your new dance partner, with your new love, and they treat you as though you are, in his case, the king. The Jets and their fans treating Aaron Rodgers like he's the freaking king of New York. So the Packers, well, that was nice and all, but I found myself a new love. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing, help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.